time you can get a tax credit, it's always a good deal. Remember, tax credits reduce your liability dollar for dollar. And the best part about this tax credit is there are no income limitations. A lot of these good tax credits out there, if your income is too high, the IRS says you can't get the credit because we feel that your income is too high, you don't really deserve the credit. But this one, there is no income limitations. And what is it? Well, there are really two credits out there. One is called a residential energy efficient property tax credit. If you put things in like solar water heating, solar electric, fuel cells, wind energy, some kind of thing that's related to wind energy and geothermal heat pumps, you can get a nice little credit, as much as $2,000 to $3,000. In some cases, there is no limit.
Is that a percentage of what you spend, Ed?
Right. For example, if you take something like this was called a small wind energy property tax credit, whatever you pay for it, the 30% of the cost, not to exceed $4,000 of a tax credit there. So you can get as much as a $4,000 tax credit. When it comes to, let's say, a geothermal heat pump, your maximum credit would be $2,000 or 30% of the cost, whatever comes out to be lower. Again, all these particular credits, if you put them in this year, you would get a tax credit when you file your taxes for next year. They've been around for a while.
And is this also good in 2010?
This is also good. In fact, it goes through, these particular ones are good between now and 2016.
Wow, okay, so for a much longer period of time.
Now, the other type of tax credit is called a residential energy property tax credit, and this was came back because it was around before 2008. It was not allowed for people who made improvements to their home during 2008, but it will be around for 2009 and 2010. What is it? You can get a tax credit as much as up to 30% of the cost of putting in things like new furnaces, new air conditioners, storm doors, storm windows, so-called energy-efficient furnaces and air conditioners and storm windows that will allow you to reduce your tax liability dollar for dollar.
But you have to be careful because they have to fit in certain energy efficiency standards.
That's
it has
right.
to be a certain 0.03 standard for the windows and some 90 percentile for the air conditioner and for the furnace too, right?
Yes, that is correct. But the good news is that before you buy it, you ask your manufacturer or ask the person you're buying it from, do these particular appliances meet these standards? And I know for income the exterior windows and and you can even get a tax credit for something like a skylight. They'll have what is called an Energy Star label on the particular appliance that will tell you whether appliance or property does qualify for the tax credit. The manufacturer can tell you. The IRS has issued guidance that will allow manufacturers to certify the products meet these new standards, but that guidance has not come out yet. So therefore, you're going to have to ask your manufacturer to make sure that their particular appliances meet have these so-called Energy Star labels on them.
And Ed, have you heard there's another part of this whole law, I think it's part of the stimulus bill, which will allow local entities to give homeowners a long-term loan in the form of something that you would lean on your property that you would pay back through your annual tax bills to do this kind of investment in your home. I know that Montgomery County announced they're going to have it,
yeah.
But there's no rules yet. There's no real money there yet, and it could be months before they get around to converting it from a press release to something homeowners can apply for.
Well, if individuals want to hold off, they have this year and next year for these particular residential energy property tax credits to do whatever they want to do. By the way, the maximum credit for the so-called residential energy property tax credit, that's the one for air conditioners and furnaces and storm windows, storm doors, and skylights is $1,500. That's the most credit you can get for this year or next year.
So it's a cumulative. So you can spend that money, but you can only get the $1,500 back over the period of the 2 years.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And you would get this money back when you file your taxes. However, if you know you're going to get the tax credit, you might as well change your withholding. Because if you know you're going to get extra money back next spring when you file your taxes, why not take advantage of it right now by changing your withholding, claim more exemptions, and get have more money in your paycheck.
I love you, Ed. You're always singing that song. I love that song.
Yeah, we know we go through this every time, Dave, but you know me, having that money held by the IRS is doing you no good.
There you go.
You know what I mean? You could reinvest it and get some interest, dividends, whatever, on your money while you have it, rather than letting the IRS keep it.
And then, assuming you do that and you're going to invest in your home, let me tell you, having been through it recently, you've got some real fun ahead when the window salesman starts showing up. And all I can tell you is when they walk in, tell them right out, you've got 1 hour. Because believe me, they will move in till you sign up for those windows.
Well, you know,
we baked cookies and gave them to the guy once, so we couldn't get rid of the guy.
It's going to get very interesting, let's say, in the fall of 2010, if people have not done this yet and Congress does not renew this particular tax credit for 2011, how people are going to rush to
right.
get it done.
And you may be begging the guy to
please
say,
come.
Yeah, please
yeah.
come.
You may be paying them an extra just to get it done by January 1st, 2011.
Right, pays to act now.
So you should look into this right now and take advantage of it. If there's any downside to this, it's not cheap. I mean, I know we had redone our storm windows 2 years ago when they first came out with this tax credit, and there was a limit of, I think, it was $200 limit tax credit. So we did all the windows in our house, and we have a two-story house, and it came out to be close to $13,000 to $15,000 to get all your storm windows redone.
Yeah, and, no, it's not inexpensive at all.
Not inexpensive
to get $200 back, right?
So we got $200 back in taxes in terms of putting it in,
but you're nice and toasty at least now in the winter
and cooler in the summer. So again, it does have its advantages. You got to remember that, and also when you sell your house down the line, I mean, if you have a house that let's say was built in the 50s and the 60s, the windows are not very energy efficient. And so when you come time to sell your house down the line, this would make your house a little more attractive. So in that sense, also, you get your money back.
Well, Ed, listen, you have a great 4th of July weekend.
Likewise.
And if it's cool, open the windows and turn off the air conditioning.
And take advantage of it. And while you're thinking about making these energy improvements, as I say, think about your tax withholding. We're right in the middle of the year.
All right, we'll do that.
Time to look at your taxes to see how you could get more money back right now, not next spring.